All five candidates agreed they love the small-town atmosphere and the family-value theme that Rangel has to offer. Each of them brings different and unique experiences to the table. Former Kalispell, Montana City Manager Jim Patrick says he was attracted to the job because a lot of the community's needs is what he has experienced doing.
Yeah, the economic development portion, working with people and just developing a community and community development as you're trying to put together a downtown revitalization plan and a comprehensive plan, both those are strengths, things I've done in multiple communities I've managed.
Patrick has also been city manager in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, and South Dakota. Electra, Texas City Administrator Steve Gisbrick says he's willing to trade the nice Texas weather for the rainforest-like Southeast to become the next borough manager. He says he hopes his experiences with private sectors and small businesses will benefit the borough.
You know, small towns, your chance of getting really big companies to move are pretty tough. So it really is about ground up, getting people involved and getting small businesses involved and helping those that you have stay healthy and doing your best to attract more. And I've done some work with that at Electra, and I think I can do it here.
Wasilla Deputy City Administrator Marvin Yoder is the only candidate from Alaska. He says he and his family are looking to come back to the Southeast after spending some time in the interior.
Well, I have a previous borough manager experience in Ketchikan. I've been in the municipal government business for 25 years, so I think I have a lot of experience and a lot of things to look at and see where the community wants to go.
Yoder also has public administration experience in Klawock. Cliff Strachan has held numerous positions while working with the city of South Jordan, Utah, but gained most of his experience while working in his native British Columbia. Strachan says he hopes to bring love, integrity, and leadership to the position.
I believe in having integrity in any organization I work with and really bringing a dedication and a desire to make a difference wherever I am. And you know, whether it be at the staff level, whether it be in the community level or at the family level, just really to create a place that's important for me.
Strachan says he enjoys working for local government because of its fast-paced environment and the satisfaction of making a difference for the community. Owosso, Oklahoma Assistant City Administrator Tim Rooney is a former resident of Alaska. He says his 17 years of experience and community planning background could help Rangel.
And also, I think in Oklahoma, Owosso was a very rapid growing community, and certainly you don't have the rapid growth in Rangel, but I think the problems that communities experience are similar, no matter whether they're growth or slower growth, and I think I could help that in Rangel.
All of the finalists seemed to impress Rangelites during the public reception, but did that carry over into the final interviews? That remains to be seen. The final interviews were conducted on the following day. There is no timetable as to when a final decision will be made to replace Bob Prunella, who officially retired last month and is currently serving as interim borough manager. Reporting from Rangel, I'm Tony Gorman.